When you look at a photograph, what do you see? A moment frozen in time, or something deeper? For Alice Everly, a professional photographer who specializes in capturing others while remaining invisible herself, one particular photograph changes everything. Discovered in her grandmother's dusty basement, a sun-bleached yellow boat carrying three laughing teenagers on Kaminiskig Lake, this image from 16 summers ago launches her on an unexpected journey back to Barry's Bay. When her grandmother Nan shatters her hip in a dance class accident, Alice clears her busy Toronto schedule to care for her at John Kalinske's lakeside cottage. What begins as a summer of recovery becomes something far more profound. The peaceful setting seems perfect for rehabilitation, but Alice doesn't anticipate how returning to these waters will force her to step out from behind her lens and finally allow herself to be seen. Not just as the photographer who makes everyone else look beautiful, but as a woman worthy of being the subject of someone else's gaze. Charlie Florek crashes into Alice's life as dramatically as his yellow speedboat. Their first phone conversation is a disaster. He's distracted, teasing, and calls her city girl with maddening confidence. Their first meeting goes worse when Alice crashes John's boat and needs rescue from a shirtless Lan with celery green eyes, the same infuriating Charlie who was the handsome stranger from the grocery store. More shocking still, he's the older brother from the photograph she took 16 summers ago, whom she secretly fantasized about as a teenager. Despite her irritation, Alice can't help noticing everything about Charlie: his magnificent shoulders, pale green eyes, full lips, and those dimples that appear when he smiles. His confidence borders on arrogance as he flirts shamelessly, asking if she's single while pointing out landmarks. When he offers to take her around the lake another day, Alice declines, telling him he's not her type, which only seems to amuse him more. "I'm everyone's type," he boasts with infuriating self-assurance. What begins as mutual irritation evolves into friendship, then something more complex. Charlie insists they remain just friends, even as their chemistry becomes increasingly difficult to ignore. His contradictory behavior, intense flirtation followed by emotional withdrawal, leaves Alice confused yet increasingly drawn to him. Beneath Charlie's playboy exterior lie unexpected depths. When he discovers Nan struggling with mobility, he installs bathroom grab bars unprompted, brings end tables to improve accessibility, and delivers fresh garden vegetables. Most surprisingly, he takes Nan to weekly choir practice, revealing a thoughtfulness that contradicts Alice's first impression. As they spend time together, Alice uncovers more layers to Charlie: his grief over losing his mother 3 years ago, his strained relationship with brother Sam, and how he uses humor to deflect deeper emotions. When Charlie helps Alice complete her summer bucket list, including cliff jumping and reading a smutty book, their connection deepens beyond mere attraction. At the lake, Alice begins taking photographs purely for pleasure again. She captures misty mornings, sunlight dappling through trees, and most importantly, the people she cares about in unguarded moments. Nan laughing with John after years of estrangement, Charlie teaching her his mother's pierogi recipe, her niece experiencing the lake for the first time. When Charlie arranges for Alice to use his old high school's darkroom, she's deeply touched. The familiar chemical smells and precise science of developing film transport her back to when photography was passion rather than profession. After developing three roles, she emerges feeling lighter, having created art purely for herself again. This rediscovery of artistic purpose parallels Alice's emotional awakening. As she learns to see her subjects with fresh eyes, she begins to see herself differently too. Not as the invisible woman behind the camera, but someone worthy of being the focal point in another's life. When Charlie posts a photo of her simply captioned Alice, she's struck by how she looks. Not just happy, but at peace. Their physical relationship progresses unevenly, with Charlie repeatedly pulling back when things deepen. He claims he wants to do this differently because he values her, yet insists they can only have a summer fling ending in August. Everything changes when Alice develops a photograph capturing what she missed in person, Charlie looking at her with pure adoration. This evidence gives her courage to admit, "I want you. I want all of you." Their passionate darkroom encounter shifts their relationship, though Charlie remains emotionally guarded. When Alice suggests continuing their relationship in Toronto, Charlie's rejection is crushing. "Alice, I can't." His excuse about them being too different prompts Alice to call him a coward. But the truth is more complex. Alice discovers Charlie has serious congenital heart conditions that likely caused his father's early death at 35. His upcoming surgery carries a 40% mortality rate, and rather than burden Alice, he chose to push her away. Alice's response transforms them both. "You can't live in the what-ifs. You're worth it, Charlie, and I'd rather have 5 years with you than 50 with someone else." Her declaration marks profound growth from someone who once calculated relationship risks to a woman willing to risk everything for love. Charlie's successful surgery and recovery become a metaphorical rebirth. Having faced potential loss, they develop deeper appreciation for life's simple moments. When Charlie celebrates his 36th birthday, officially outliving his father, there's new lightness in his eyes. "I made it," he says, holding Alice close, "and now you're here. I must have done something right in a past life." A year later, Alice stands at her photography exhibition titled Scene, with Charlie beside her. The collection includes intimate portraits, Nan and John reunited, Alice's mother embracing change, and the original photo of teenage Charlie in the yellow boque that started everything. The final portrait is one Alice took of herself, nude, without makeup or protective layers, symbolizing her transformation from someone who hid behind her camera to a woman who allows herself to be truly seen. Sometimes we need to return to where we began to discover who we're meant to become. Alice and Charlie's journey reminds us that true connection requires courage. The courage to be vulnerable, to risk heartbreak, to show our authentic selves. Their story, which began with a single photograph capturing three teenagers in golden hour light, comes full circle as they purchase John's cottage, ensuring that the place where they found each other will remain part of their future. As Alice prepares to give her speech at the exhibition, she's momentarily frozen with nerves until she finds Charlie's extraordinary green eyes in the crowd. With One Golden Summer hanging behind him, she begins to speak, no longer the invisible woman behind the camera, but an artist confidently sharing her vision with the world. And sometimes, the most beautiful view isn't what we see through our lens, but what happens when we finally allow ourselves to be the subject of someone else's loving gaze.